This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
2-1-1-0.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one Burns, Oregon at a time. Don't you love it when people rise up? American Constitution, you're strong and getting stronger. You know, this is so evident what's going on in Burns, Oregon, it's not even funny. For those of us that are constitutionalists, which all Americans by our nature are constitutionalists, we just don't know it yet. But once you get a hold of what's going on with the Constitution and you juxtaposition it with our current government, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. How lawless can you be? And that's what we have in Burns, Oregon, people finding out about the Constitution and being empowered, trying to take their government back. And you know, we can't have that. We can't have a rebellion. We can't have people utilizing the First Amendment to discuss the Constitution in a corrupt town, in a corrupt county, in a corrupt state. Oregon is completely like California. It's a dictatorship. It's a blue state. And conservatives, they just don't exist. Republicans just don't exist in Oregon. You have token Republicans. But that's it. Everybody else, all one world order folks. That's the way they roll in Oregon. That's why you have totalitarianism in Oregon. And now all of a sudden you've got this spark in Burns, Oregon, stopping totalitarianism one community at a time in Burns, Oregon. So welcome to the show. Boy, we have a lot going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.com. And we're going to be covering some more of what's going on there in Burns. Last hour we covered the ambush. Victoria Sharp, who, by the way, did an outstanding job, a young lady who was in the vehicle in which Lavoie Finicum was driving, gave us a little bit of her, we heard a little bit of her action there that was brought to us by Jim White and the testimony that was taken from her just within hours of actually the shooting. She wasn't arrested, no, because she was just a person on her way to go sing for the Bundy Group in John Day, Oregon. Yeah. And she got involved with the ambush that they didn't think was going to, well, basically, they came up with the best tactical plan. Those hundreds of Oregon state officers and Harney County officers and the FBI, the bad FBI shows up to assassinate Lavoie. It was straight up murder, ladies and gentlemen. Straight up murder. You can't put it any other way. Man has his hands up. They shoot him three times. He's on the ground. He's still on the ground with his hands outstretched. And they shoot him three more times. That's your government. Those are totalitarianism. Those are the totalitarians. That's how they roll. Adolf Hitler, anybody? Joseph Stalin? Mao Zedong? Barack Hussein Obama? Hillary Rodham Clinton? Just to mention a few of the totalitarians. And Jerry Brown, of course, Jerry Brown. Wonderful Jerry Brown from California, Mr. Totalitarian himself. Coursing through his veins, totalitarianism. Well, we have another little angle to this, which I think is quite revealing. You see, this is interesting. The Maher Refuge, right? They set up roadblocks at the same time they do this tactical demonstration and assassinate Lavoie. It was a setup. They're out there isolated on Highway 395, very isolated. They get into some of the mountainous region there where there's a lot of pine trees and so on. And people are waiting for them. They pull them over. And when they pull them over, there's snipers actually in the woods, lazing people. Shots are fired, and Lavoie takes off because why? He doesn't want to get killed. He doesn't want the people in his truck to get killed. Later, as they get closer to the county border, there's a roadblock, and he goes into the snowdrift. And when he goes in the snowdrift, he exits the car with his hands up and declares, "Go ahead and shoot me. Go ahead and shoot me." His hands are up, and they shoot him three times and kill him, drop him, and then shoot him on the ground. Hitler did that. Barack Obama does that. Totalitarianism. Well, now they have a problem. They have a bigger problem. Constitutionalism is going to spread. But when that incident happened, they roadblocked all the roads around the refuge. No one could get in or out. People couldn't get their cars in or out to get the people out of the refuge as the FBI said that they could go. So the people had to go overland. It's kind of a crack up. Nobody's reporting this. But an overland caravan went into the refuge and withdrew everybody out of the refuge. And now what do you have? Are you ready for this? Listen very carefully. We'll probably have to play it in the next segment too, but listen very carefully as to what they have.
Hey guys, Dabu7. Want to share with you guys here some very important information that I think people need to see. Either way, however this pans out, there is a channel that I covered in another video called Protect Your Base that has been showing footage from inside the Oregon Standoff refuge and really broadcasting the whole situation all day on and off, showing them digging the trenches, shooting at the drones, talking, and they even shut down the camera several times because people didn't want what they were doing to be broadcasted. Well, what you're about to hear here is them getting caught talking about signing talent releases. Now, this is very important because a man goes running up to the camera as soon as they start talking about this to try to cut off the camera and the feed. It's too late. It's too late. They were talking about signing talent releases, and the importance of this should be obvious. And for anyone that's seen the crisis actor stuff that we've covered, anytime there's been a Craigslist ad, it lists that you have to sign a talent release. It lists the pay. You have to keep your mouth shut. You can't talk about any of the details. And that's just the basics of a normal crisis actor situation. This is key. Why would these guys inside of the refuge be talking about signing talent releases? That's the question. Here we go.
Hey guys, can I get you guys to sign talent releases?
Say what?
Talent releases. Can I get you guys to sign talent releases?
What does that mean?
Insurance to a movie?
Hey guys, can I get you guys to sign talent releases?
Well, okay, guys, can I get you guys to sign talent releases? That's what's going on in the refuge. The crisis actors have taken over. We have a new takeover of the refuge by the federal government with their crisis actors. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit Agenda21Radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and we're talking about stopping totalitarianism one Burns, Oregon at a time here on Agenda 21 Radio. Crisis actors taking over the refuge when the real actors leave, right? The real brave ones. And, you know, the buffoonery that's been going on since the refuge was evacuated, and by the way, everybody left overland. I mean, how stupid do these Oregon State Police and FBI think these cowboys are, right? They evacuated their people by going in and out overland, because isn't it kind of interesting that no one was allowed to take vehicles and go into the refuge to rescue the people in the refuge because the FBI wouldn't let them in or out using the roads. So, you know, listen, cowboys, they got four-wheel drives. You know, they got pick-em-up trucks. They got four-wheel drives. And that's how they evacuated. And now what's left? Crisis actors. Crisis actors acting like buffoons. And, you know, I got to tell you, and this is just going to have to be news to everybody, that the buffoons that you're seeing that are the crisis actors are not the militia that I've heard about, not the militia that I know. It's not the three percenters that I know. They're not the oath keepers that I know. People that are in those kind of positions, the real ones, they don't tolerate people like these buffoons that you're seeing as the crisis actors. And boy, it's pretty interesting to watch these guys. That it's clearly not anything, if you juxtaposition the behavior of some of those videos that you're seeing out there with the buffoons and the real deal, a Bundy organization and group up there, guess what? It's like night and day. You get what's going on. And now, thanks to Dabu 7, they got that recording because they were doing the live feed. I was watching the live feed for a while and watching the buffoonery that was going on. And it's interesting. It's interesting the way that these people have been trying to set up the Bundys as buffoons. Well, they're anything but buffoons. They've been legal. They've been proper. They've been appropriate. They were compliant. They were working with law enforcement. They were doing the right thing. You heard in the last hour that even when David Ward admitted that the Bundys came to them in November of 2015 asking for support to try and get some help and relief for the Hammonds, who were going to go to jail in early January for 5 years to finish off a sentence, which is a whole other story. But they chose not to work with them. Now, I understand and I totally agree. I was not in support of the refuge takeover in the fashion that it was done. I was not in support of that. I knew it would end badly. It's ended badly. There's another way to do these things, and I just didn't feel I could support the way it was done. But once it was done, it was pretty obvious that the people were thirsting for knowledge. They were thirsting for knowledge about what was truly going on with the Constitution. And that was being driven home by people like Chris Ann Hall, go figure. Our own Chris Ann Hall driving this whole thing to substantiate the Constitution and to get the people to understand they need to take back the Constitution. They need to take back their government. We the people are the government. Empowering we the people is the most important thing that we can do in understanding the Constitution. If we don't understand our own Constitution, we're going to lose our own government. The government will become the totalitarians that they have become.
I know you're out there. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us.
We're going to be hearing from Chris Ann Hall here shortly in her part of her radio broadcast that she put out about this whole incident. And this was yesterday. See if we got the right cue here.
And then I'm going to...
Chris Ann Hall, of course, has been all over this from, you know, she was up in the early hours of all this whole incident. We were all up all night long. And as patriots all around the nation, we're wanting to find information. I have been bombarded myself with information. I've been talking to groups about what's been going on. And you know, it's interesting to watch because it's spreading. This is the wildfire that they can't put out.
Necessary. And investigate any potential wrongdoing. And we will use every resource available to bring justice to any wrongdoing or unnecessary use of force committed under the color of that FBI authority. I don't know if you've heard the video or the audio of the eyewitness testimony, but it's on the Bundy Ranch Facebook page if you'd like to go there. LaVoy Finnegan, according to the eyewitnesses, was killed in cold blood by the FBI. According to the eyewitnesses, LaVoy had surrendered with his hands in the air, placed them behind his head, and was shot by the FBI. We need to control the narrative on this because I'm already seeing the media report this as a shootout. Let's be very, very clear. Point number one, there was no media there. There was no media there at the time. And so any information that the media is getting, you have to wonder where it's coming from. Because, you see, there was no media there. There were only two parties there. The FBI. And the people that the FBI had invited to come to a meeting for negotiation. I want you to hear that. Ammon Bundy and his men were invited by the FBI to go to a meeting of peaceful negotiation. Ammon Bundy and his men were looking for a peaceful negotiation. They got in their cars and went. The FBI never let them get to the peaceful negotiation, but conducted a traffic stop. That's curious to me, a traffic stop. Were they speeding? Did they have a headlight out? Were they missing a tag light on their vehicles? What exactly was the premise for the traffic stop? Because the last time I checked, these men had yet to be charged with a crime. No indictments. No warrants. So I'd be curious to find out through our investigation what exactly was the traffic stop that was conducted. And I'd be curious to know if that report will ever be written. And I'm watching the media, and I'm already seeing the reports. Shootout is what they're calling it. A shootout. Let us be very clear. In order to have a shootout, you have to have two parties shooting at each other. There were no shots fired by Ammon Bundy and his men. None. They were going to a peaceful negotiation with the FBI. Or so they thought. I want us to be very clear. This was a setup by the FBI from the get-go. They did not want to... In their credit, okay? Let's just give the FBI a benefit of the doubt here. They did not want to engage the refuge. They did not want to bring any type of force to the refuge. So instead, they isolated the men.
And they set them up. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Done doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a Patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. You heard Chris Ann Hall there a few minutes ago. Control the narrative. Okay, let's make it very, very clear. It was not a shootout. That's why I played the clip, so that you can understand that. It wasn't a shootout. Now, she's a constitutional attorney, so good friend of the Liberty Tour, good friend of Agenda 21 Radio. Chris Ann Hall said it straight. There was no shootout, Fox News. There was no shootout, CNN. There was no shootout. It wasn't a shootout with a bunch of wackos. No, it was a one-way shootout, right? The only people who brought guns there to shoot people was the FBI, the Oregon State Police, and the, well, county sheriff of Harney County. They're murderous thugs. And, you know, hundreds of bullets were fired and shot at the truck, in which you had an 18-year-old girl who was an innocent. They all could have been killed. Could you imagine that? I mean, they weren't just firing bullets into the truck to, give safe passage. No, they were killing or trying to kill people. They were attempting murder on the victims inside the truck. Now, we haven't seen pictures of the truck, LaVoy's truck. We'd love to see pictures of LaVoy's truck. Do you think we'll ever see pictures of LaVoy's truck? I have a feeling that LaVoy's truck has already been through the crusher and is probably smelted down somewhere. That's the way these people roll. Ladies and gentlemen, you see, they don't want you to see the truck with all the bullet holes in it. It's kind of like a Bonnie and Clyde type of thing, right? That's what they were doing. It was ambush, just like Bonnie and Clyde. Now, let's control the narrative. One, it wasn't a shootout. Number two, it was murder. Number three, it was an ambush. It was a murder by ambush by the FBI, by Harney County Sheriff, and by the Oregon State Police. Plain and simple, they're murderous thugs. David Ward has blood on his hands. And so do the rest of the people, Stephen Grazzi up there in Oregon. They have blood on their hands. And, you know, we the people will investigate. There will be a citizens commission that will be formed, a citizens grand jury that will be formed. And we will get the truth. You know, one of the things that's interesting about citizens commissions, citizens grand juries and things like that, they do bring out the truth. I'll give you an example. There is a commission that was formed about Benghazi. Did you know that? Yeah. Citizens Commission on Benghazi. Claire Lopez, good friend of this show, CIA former operative. Major General Paul Valley, good friend of this radio show, been on the show several times. We had Major General Paul Valley out here a year and a half ago. They were on it. And you know what they found? They found that the United States was gun running. That Citizens Commission about Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. We were gun running. We had turned and flipped and become the terrorist nation that we are today with President Barack Hussein Obama and the Muslim Brotherhood living at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, what I call ISIS headquarters today. Because, it was the president and Hillary Rodham Clinton that formed ISIS. So the Citizens Commission on Benghazi was very effective because it's told the truth. And now what we have to verify the truth are emails. Now, I know the whole call me thing with the FBI, the good FBI going after Hillary Rodham Clinton, how effective is that going to be? What's going to happen? Well, we're going to have to wait and see. We're going to have to wait and see, but what's very clear to me is it looks like Comey's going to charge her. It's very evident that he cannot charge her. He has to. Now, Citizens Commission on Burns, Oregon. I suggest we form a Citizens Commission on Burns, Oregon, to help and aid anybody who wants to get the facts about Burns, Oregon, and also about what was going on at the shootout. We need to know that information. And we need to know information. You're going to send information about Burns, Oregon to me, Paul at agenda21radio.com. We'll get this ball rolling, the Citizens Commission on Burns, Oregon. And we'll get to the truth. We will get to the truth about Gratzky. We'll get to the truth about Judge Ann Aiken. We'll get to the truth about Hillary Rodham Clinton. We'll get to the truth about Uranium One. We'll get to the truth. And you know what? I'm sure that they're going to struggle with the truth. There's one truth that's going to be consistent through this. We're going to be lawful. We're going to follow the Constitution, which ought to really just drive them off a wall. You see, totalitarians hate the Constitution. You have to understand that. This Constitution that we have in the Bill of Rights, and from the Articles of Confederation all the way down to the formation of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, well, it's an interesting set of people who formed that Constitution, who put it together, the Founding Fathers who put it together. Yeah, all white men. Because at the time, the population of people on the continent was pretty much white or Native American. But they formed this Constitution because they were fleeing totalitarianism in Europe. Who were the totalitarians? Oh, the Muslims. Great history there. And the Pope. And the Jesuits. They were fleeing tyranny in Europe. And these Protestants came across the Atlantic and settled in America to form a new, more perfect union. You see, all the Founding Fathers were Protestants or Protestants, except for one who was a Catholic and one who was a Jew. You can look it up. You can see that. You see, totalitarianism hates the Constitution. Hates it. And that's why they're pushing so hard to stop it. The cast of characters couldn't get better. This is a great movie opportunity for people. What's going on here? This is not Ruby Ridge. This is beyond. It's well beyond Ruby Ridge because now people are waking up to the Constitution, which ought to drive a stake in these totalitarians. We need a citizens commission on Burns, Oregon. We need a citizens commission to investigate the cast of characters and impugn them completely. To destroy them, which is what we will do. We will destroy them with the truth. So we need that commission, and anybody who's interested, please email me at paul@agenda21radio.com, and we'll see what we can do. But we need more and more information, and we're going to get more and more information, and a lot of people are, going to be shocked at the information we bring to the table right up front. It's not just me, but, you know, the alternative media. And, you know, it's going to be a huge embarrassment to the mainstream media because they haven't been covering it. You know, it's interesting. Chris Ann Hall talks about the mainstream media. She was up there in Burns, Oregon, and she understands what was going on with the mainstream media, Fox News and everybody. These reporters for Fox News, they would be reporting what was going on. They would see the truth. They would talk to her and talk about the truth, what was going on. But it was the network that was preventing them from telling the truth. They would get their stories out. They would never play the stories on the network. They're controlling the narrative. It's time that we, the people, control the narrative, don't you think? So that's why I say, let's form this commission. Let's form the Citizens Commission on Burns, Oregon. It ought to really unsettle them, don't you think? And by the way, it's our duty, it's our responsibility, it's our constitutional right to do this. Let's not be timid, let's not be shy. This is our nation, it's time to take it back from the totalitarians, and I think we can start with Burns, Oregon, don't you? Stay with us. More Agenda 21 Radio to follow. Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a Patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
It knows that he's like, we're not. He's like, I'm not. He's like, we're going to talk to the sheriff right now. He's like,
used all of their advice, like what we're talking to the sheriff. He said, either you can put a bullet through my head right now and get it over with, or we're going to talk to the sheriff. And we were like, no. And so then they're like stepping it up, and a bunch more guys are coming out, and they're all pulling their guns out. And they were like, we have women in the car. We have, there's me and this other lady in the car that I don't know real well. But there was a woman in the car. They said, get the women out of the car. Get the women out of the car. And they were saying they're going to shoot. And Ryan Payne was like, he was in the front seat. Ryan Payne is amazing. He is incredible. But anyhow, so he was like, he said, he put his hands out the window because he was trying to talk to them. He was like, he wanted the guy to just, he was like, he's like, I don't know if it's worth it. He's like, so he put his hands out the window and he said, we have women in the car, at least let the women get out. And he stuck his head out and they shot at him, but they missed him. Or like, he ducked just in time. So they didn't hit him. And then they're like, oh, they mean business. They're going to shoot us. And so Ryan decided to get out of the car and try to go talk to them. And so he gets out of the car, and then the guy tried to, like, talk to them. The driver was like, I'm just going to drive. He's like, I'm just going to talk to the sheriff. And he's like, so either shoot me now or leave us alone. And they were just like, you're in the car and put your hands up. And all stuff. So finally, he decided to just drive. So we all got down on the floorboard, and he took off, and then they searched. Firing at us, they're shooting us a bunch of times, and then they had a roadblock set up, and so he ran into a snowbank, and they were like riddling the car with bullets, and then they, like when we crashed, they stopped for a second. He got out of the car and he had his hands in the air. He's like, unless he's like, just shoot me, then this is what you want, just shoot me, and they did. They shot him dead. They shot him like right there because he was just walking with his hands in the air. I swear to God, he was just walking with his hands in the air, and they shot him. And they shot him dead. And then after he was down on the ground, they shot him three more times. And then they bombarded our vehicle with bullets. Ryan got hit in the shoulder. We were laying there on the floorboard screaming, and they gassed us like five times. And they kept trying to shoot us. And their angle was bad, so. I don't know, we were praying, like, so hard. And we were screaming, like, stop, please stop. And they were just riddling us with bullets. They kept gassing us over and over. And we couldn't breathe because of the gas. And we were trying to find something white so that we could put a white flag out. And then I was trying to see, because Ryan knew he had got hit in the shoulder. So he was like, well, I don't think it's too bad, though. So we were just trying to find a way to get out there. And then they, hold on one second. I'm waiting for them to call me back.
Listen, Victoria, I recorded your testimony.
Okay.
All right, because if anything happens to you, I think it's really important to have that.
All right.
Okay, so let's just get this clear. Mr. Finnicum's hands or Finnicum hands were in the air when he was shot.
Yes.
Was he standing?
He was shown face up. I mean, his hands were still up after he was dead.
Okay, they shot him and he went down, then they shot him again on the ground?
Yeah, they shot him like at least six times.
The newspaper reports are just saying that three shots were fired, but that's a bunch of, that's not true.
No, are you kidding me? They shot at least 120 shots probably altogether.
Okay.
They were shooting the car, things like a lot.
What side of the windows were the windows blown out on, the left or the right side?
Left.
Left side, okay. And
they kept hitting the right, they kept hitting the right side of the car too, but they didn't blow, like, the windows didn't come out. Like, they were hitting the metal instead of the glass.
Okay. And so not one shot was fired by anybody in the car or by a LaVoy?
No, no one even touched their gun.
No one touched their gun.
No one pulled their gun out. No one touched the gun. We had no rifles. A couple of the guys had sidearms on, but no one touched them. In fact, they had their hands out the windows to show that they were not firing. They weren't nothing.
Okay, so when...
We showed no aggression at all.
when Ryan Bundy was shot, both his hands were out the window and his head was out the window?
No, at the time he was on the floor of the car because that was when they were shooting at our vehicle. We couldn't get out of the car or we would have been dead.
Right, okay. And so how many police vehicles how many vehicles would you say were involved in this encounter? FBI vehicles, et cetera?
I didn't count. I was really shook.
That is Victoria Sharp, who is an 18-year-old girl who was on her way to John Day to sing, actually, for the Bundys and all the constitutionalists, having a meeting up there in Grant, Oregon. Well, John Day, which is Grant County, Oregon. You see, it was spreading, and they couldn't have that. In fact, the roadblock and so on, it was all set up before they could cross county lines. Isn't that nice? And it was an ambush. Clearly, it was an ambush. It's an ambush when you have snipers in the trees. Just think about that. It's an ambush when you have hundreds of men out there shooting at little girls in cars and killing someone with their hands up and then shooting them when they're on the ground dead. That's called an ambush. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And many, many thanks to Jim White, colleague of ours here on Agenda 21 Radio, for getting that information out to everybody. Northwest Liberty News, Jim White is a true patriot, and Bill Kozlowski, one of his personal friends, who is personal friends of the Sharp family. And that brave little girl, 18-year-old girl, who was just hitching a ride with Finicum and the rest of them to go up to that meeting about the Constitution up there in the other county. Now, here's the backdrop. One of the things that they were going to do is they were going to go up there to form a citizens' grand jury to investigate what's going on in Oregon. And the sheriff in that county is a constitutional sheriff who was in support of the Bundys. Do you think that they wanted to stop that? Do you think they wanted to stop that? You bet they wanted to stop that, and that's why they ambushed them. And now the refuge is empty, except for, are you ready for this? Crisis actors. Crisis actors have entered the scene. And you have all this buffoonery that's being produced out there by the federal government showing how, well, ill-mannered militia folks are and how ill-mannered these people are. It's all over Drudge. Remaining Oregon protesters issued death threats. This is a free-for-all. Armageddon. None of that's true because that isn't the Bundy group. The Bundy group has left the refuge. And what we have now are the crisis actors of the federal government. And we have them on tape, too, signing their talent releases. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? You see how evil this government truly is. Crisis actors. Gee, where have we heard of crisis actors before? Maybe Sandy Hook? Oh, I can't believe that. And Paul, you said Sandy Hook is a hoax. That's because it is a hoax. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, now more than ever, stay strong, America. Stay strong. And believe this, you are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month. fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.